Hello, and welcome back to the He's Going Back podcast. I am your host, Jamie, and today's person of interest, Keith Hernandez. I'd like to take you back to October 20th, 1982, with Keith Hernandez stepping up into the plate in the sixth inning of Game 7 of the 1982 World Series. On his 29th birthday, Keith Hernandez smashes a two-run single to tie the game in the sixth inning. Later, the Cardinals would take the lead in the same inning and never look back, winning the World Series. So Keith Hernandez, born October 20th, 1953. Grew up in the San Francisco area, California. Went to Cappuccino High School. He was drafted by the Cardinals in 1971. Round 42. So kind of a late pick, but was surprising to me that he got a really hefty signing bonus. And normally those later picks, they weren't getting it. I think he got like $50,000, which in 1971 was crazy. I mean, there was not signing bonuses like that for late round picks. They obviously made the right call and are happy with their decision, I would imagine. With Keith Hernandez, it was interesting growing up in San Francisco, turning out to be a Cardinals fan his whole life. His dad played for them in the minor league systems, and he loved Stan Musial and those, I guess, dynasty Cardinals of that era, 60s and so on. He loved watching Willie Mays and some of the other San Francisco greats, McCovey, loved Mickey Mantle. I mean, he was a kid of the 50s, so the usual suspects were his favorites. He was into baseball cards, which I was interested in. His dad would bring him home packs after long shifts at the fire department, and he would open them with his brother in the kitchen. He spent 10 years with the St. Louis Cardinals, 7 years with the Mets, and he played 43 games with Cleveland, his last 43 games of his career. He played from ages 20 to 36 in the big leagues. And in that 17-year career, he accumulated 60.3 WAR. He had a career batting average of .296, a .384 on base, and a .436 slug. So he was almost a 300 hitter. I mean, he's almost as close as you could get. He would get on base for you. He wasn't blasting home runs all over the place, but he hit his share. He always seemed to arrive in those big moments, and if you needed a hit, regular season, playoffs, Keith Hernandez up to bat, you felt pretty good about it. Everyone could rely on him. In his later years, when he got traded to the Mets in 1983, they were a young team, and to me, it sounds like they really needed Keith in that leadership role. They needed someone to show them how to win, how to be a professional. Now, they did their share of partying, and Keith got into some trouble, too, off the field. He wasn't above any of that, but when it came to the work and dedication it took to being a World Series winning team, he was the guy. He was exactly what they needed, I think, and I don't think they win that 86 World Series without him. He's that big. He was that important to that team, and it'll be interesting to see where they would have ended up without him. I think he really elevated careers of guys, Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden. Not that they wouldn't have been good, but I think they needed a little bit of a older figure in the locker room to show them how to be a pro. So in 1979, he won the batting title, and it was a pretty tight race with Pete Rose. And it was interesting that it came down to the last week or two. Keith was nervous. I mean, it's Pete Rose. The guy could just hit. And he kept getting hits and kept getting hits. And it came down to the final two series of the season. And Keith pulled away, batting .344 in 1979. He also, in 79, was the co-MVP with Willie Stargell. It had been the first time that people had tied, an exact tie, for first place. He didn't receive many first place votes, but he had enough second and third place finishes to garner his award. With Willie Stargell, I feel like it was interesting that he even won. He didn't play that much that year. He had a good season, but I think he played under 120 games. And to be MVP, I feel like you need to be out there every day. Or close to. I mean, you get some days off, whatever. With Keith Hernandez, it really, he could hit and get on base and do the things you needed him to do. Really, what his shining light was defense. He is regarded as one of the best first base defenders of all time. He won 11 gold gloves at the position. And watching highlights of any time he was getting the ball hit in his area or needed to make that scoop or stretch out a little bit, he did. And some of his defensive plays are stunning and absolutely fun to watch. Some of the bunt saves he had, I mean, he would line up with the pitcher almost. I mean, he was in line with them to stop bunts and help get double plays so they couldn't move the runners and all that. It was amazing to watch that play at first base. You don't see that too often because first base is more of a hitter's position. Defense isn't valued as high, but his defensive skill was next level, and it helped him early in his career stay in the game. He struggled with St. Louis, kind of got dropped down and brought back up. And the saving grace, I think, was his defense. You know, he could be substituted in for a defensive help. He got the playing time because he was so good at defense at first base. He eventually got out of his slumps and figured it all out. He kind of had, you know, he was young. He started in at 20. And that Cardinals team at the time was very old and very mature and very not willing to put in the extra time to help Keith and talk to him and make him feel welcome. He says how hard it was, and there was a couple of guys on the team that would help him, but very much, shut up and do your job, rookie. And he didn't really care for that, and it didn't really help him. And when he got dropped down to AAA his last time, he really enjoyed that again. He had the teammates, he had the encouragement, and at the time, he really needed that. So he had 2 Silver Sluggers, 5-time All-Star. It was the Gold Gloves. I mean, 11 of them. He was really good, and he deserves a lot more credit. And I think he has a very good argument to be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's crazy that he's not, for the level of defense he played and what he meant to those championship-winning teams. I mean, he has 2 World Series championships and meant everything to both of them. Not everything, because, you know, it's a team game, but man, he really helped them out getting there, and he was a big piece in both of those, in 82 and in 86. He talked about being very hurt getting traded to the Mets because, like I said, he grew up a Cardinals fan. He always wanted to just be a Cardinal. He loved the orange and white, Busch Stadium, St. Louis. He was all about it. But he ended up finding a new home in New York and really blossoming into like a confident, go get him attitude kind of guy. And when he retired, he got into the broadcasting. He took some time off. He stayed in New York, had homes there. Just kind of took it easy and just didn't want to be in baseball. Which obviously he got back in it and got into broadcasting. And does a really good job on SNY. He is funny. He's very personable. And that's what I found in his book that I enjoyed most about Keith is, he didn't seem to force anything. He didn't seem to be braggadocious. He was very level-headed, cool, superstar. And I love reading those kind of books. The book was I'm Keith Hernandez, quoting his Seinfeld appearance. Just another arrow in his quiver. Keith had some interesting stories going through the minor league system, and one story that really stood out was one of his teammates had brought prostitutes for the whole team, and the whole team lined up outside the door taking turns for $10 a player, which I've never met any prostitutes, let alone a $10 one. I don't know what you're getting with that, and I don't think I want to know. So he had his share of antics, and, you know, he had fun. he was never crazy in the sense of fighting or outrageous drunk behavior. He kind of turned into a stoner, pothead guy, listening to music, relaxing, which I like that side of him. It was different of the time. Well, not really. It was the 70s. That's what they were doing. He talked about a few run-ins with cocaine. Didn't really like it. Another experience he had that kept him away from the harder drugs was a teammate drug him into a back room in a party to show him a lady injecting meth and to show him the horrors of that. And that kind of got in his head of, hey, that's not what I want to do and how I want to live my life. Keith's dad played in the minor league system and got to play with Stan Musial in the Navy in Hawaii. I think that obviously started the love for the Cardinals and Stan Musial and how good he was. His brother, Gary Hernandez, he was a minor league player, played D1 college. He was good. Never really made it pro. I don't think he ever played in the big leagues, just made it to the minors and played D1 college. So he was a good athlete, good baseball player, just not on the level of Keith, which, hey, not many were. I mean, to play a 17 career years in the big leagues is amazing. And that's a whole other level of just a big leaguer. To have that kind of career and take the rewards out of it, just to be in the league for 17 years is a feat in its own. And to be at the level he was and to get the World Series championships, get the MVP, be an all-star, he kind of did it all. Played in New York. I mean, he got the big city life, small market teams. He had a very interesting career, and it was very fun to read. And I think I would highly recommend the book. I loved listening to him talk. He's very loves to talk about the times he had. And he talks about it in a way that's so, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe how he talks about things. He's very upfront, doesn't try to hide his shortcomings. You know, talked about cheating on his wife. And that stuff's hard. Like, I don't know if I would want to be writing about that in my book, but I think it is good to do it so we can see where he's coming from, what was going on in his life, how it was going. Because there's a lot more than just on the field. And it was very interesting to hear his relationship with his dad, who taught him everything, really. I mean, he taught him how to play baseball, how to hit, was really hard on him. And they would butt heads a lot because of how hard he would be on him. So Keith batted lefty, and he very much struggled with left-handed pitchers early in his career. That's why he was getting benched and platooned. But he figured it out. He kind of got a lot of advice from Lou Brock. He got a lot of advice from Pete Rose. So it was interesting to see that it wasn't just teammates. It was a lot of guys that saw a lot in him and helped him out and really wanted to see him do well. Pete Rose's advice of not giving up an at-bat. I mean, oh, just because you're up 8. Breaking it down into 100 hits at a time. Because Pete was saying, hey, as long as you get your 30 and you're a 300 hitter, you make it to the Hall of Fame. And hey, maybe that's why he's not. He ended at 296, just short. I never really thought about it, how little hits you need to increase your batting average. At the end of their batting title race with Keith and Pete, it was so close at one point. I think it was within 5 hits, a swing, either way. Either Keith doesn't get hits, Pete gets some hits. So it's very, it doesn't take much to move it 20 points. For the card that I got for Keith Hernandez, I was going to go with a Mets card, but I ended up with a 1977 Topps Keith Hernandez PSA 7. I ended up with that one. I really like the design of the 77. It looks cool. His picture on that's really good. I could have had his rookie card at 76. I just didn't really like the image as much. And that's the most important part is the car. Like, well, if you don't like it, why are you buying it? With that being said, I also have an eBay store if anyone is interested that I sell cards. No pressure or anything. It's under He's Going Back. So you can just type in the name of the podcast and do an eBay search. And I should pop up. There's just a couple things up there if you're interested. I think that's all I have for Keith Hernandez. I really enjoyed his book. Really enjoy hearing his interviews. Love watching him play first base. And just seems like an absolute pro and one of the greats of baseball that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. All right. I will talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye.